What is going to happen here? Can the Castleford Tigers get their first win in three? The Warrington fans in good voice. And Castleford are going to kick off. They're going from left to right. So they're attacking the away end in the first half. It's important, as you said, Andy. Castleford have got to start well. For Sandow, he's going to dink it. Oh, reverse kick, neat kick. If he bounces, it does. Great skill from Chris Sandow. All the stadium thought he was kicking to the corner. A little kick with the outside of his boot, and he scores with the side of the post. That was a little bit of magic. Castleford, it's been a tough start. They trail by four.
It looked like he was going to put a kick to corner for Penny and Atkins to chase down, but he actually dropped it onto the outside of his boot. It went back in field into space, and he was the man diving as he caught it and going over the try line. Fantastic piece of play.
And here comes the kick straight between the middle. It's 6 points to nil. They're on the 10-metre line. Sandow gets it to Gidley. Short pass to Atkins, who puts Penny in at the corner. Great hands from the Warrington Wolves. They might not have been in the right place at the play of the ball, but they were when the ball came out the back. It's 10 points to nil for the Wolves.
Knew Penny was in space because he'd drawn the winger to him, and a nice little lofted pass into the hands of Penny. Penny's got the winger's job. Catch and put down. Simplicity by Warrington, but effective in terms of the points. Another four.
Orange boots on the way. It sends it towards the post. He's just faded it past the far post. So some respite for Castleford in that it's only 10 points to nil, but we've only been playing 11 minutes. Westerman, here's Gidley out the back for Russell. Russell into the line, gives it to Evans. This time they will score in at the corner. It's a diving finish from Tom Lynham. But that third try has been coming for an awful long time. And Castleford now are in deep trouble. It's Warrington 14, Castleford 0.
On this occasion, no mistake. Castleford cannot afford to turn the ball over on anything other but their own terms.
Sandow just picks it up, scoots down the short side. He's dumped it back in field. And it's been picked up by Evans. Castleford were very slow to react there. That ball was there to be picked up. And Castleford at sixes and sevens. Are they going to pay again? Short pass for Sims. Dumps it out the backs. Picked up by the Wolves. And they've scored at the side of the post. Castleford Tigers, what on earth is going on? Four tries in the opening 21 minutes they've conceded. And that was far, far too easy.
Well, Gidley's going to take the kick from right at the side of the post. Sticks it between the posts. And it is Warrington Wolves 20, Castleford Tigers 0.
Sandow to Clark. Clark trying to get his way over the line. He has got his way over the line, despite the attentions of three Castleford defenders. It goes from bad to worse for the Tigers. They trail 24 points to nil.
Yeah, because again, what Warrington have done is they've worked down this left-hand side that they've favoured for a lot of the good plays where Sandow operates. I think the game's all but over, yeah. I think any more points to Warrington without reply, then you just say, yeah, we're done and dusted for tonight. It's just damage limitation.
But the ball coming out of this near side, they've got work to do here. Atkins is going to barge over. It's simply too easy for the Warrington Wolves. They're playing too quick for the Castleford Tigers, and Castleford hands on hips. They might as well be on the bus home. They trail by 30 points to nil. He's nailed it. Looked like he was pushing it again. It just had that little bit of curl at the end. And it's now 32 points to nil. There's Warrington again. I'm writing stuff down. Warrington look like they're going to get more points. What a pass from Sandow on the inside. Westerman, men outside him. Sandow gives it to Curry. And they will score again. Warrington in the corner. That is breathtaking rugby league. The sleight of hand from Sandow. Westerman straight through the middle. And Curry scores in the corner. This is dynamite rugby league.
Yeah, I said that Warrington are playing red hot. You've got to give them credit. It's all right criticising Castleford, but Warrington are just playing the game with so much panache and excitement.
He's showing off now, Gidley. Curled the other one from right to left. This one went from left to right, straight over the middle from the sideline. It's 38 points to nil, Andy Kelly. This is now getting embarrassing for Castleford.
It's been one of the most impressive Warrington performances I've seen for some time.
38 points to nil. We've not seen a Castleford performance like this for an awful long time.
No, I think Darryl Powell will have to just stand and understand that he'll be flabbergasted by that. He won't know what to say initially. He'll have to take a few deep breaths before he goes in the dressing room, and his words will have to be very, very key to actually drag anything towards restoring pride in this game. Interestingly, Darryl Powell is actually on touchline now, so he's not come up into the stand where he would normally sit. He's actually stood next to Ryan Sheridan down at dugout.
Well, he might be wishing he was in the stand, because Sandow has just sliced through. A try of absolutely nothing, slices through from 30 metres out and scores in the corner. Second try for him. He opened the scoring in the first half. He's done it again in the second half. I wonder if now the Castleford fans are thinking about leaving early. It's 42 minutes gone. It's Warrington 42, Castleford 0. Hampshire now, short pass out the back. McMeekin steps out of a tackle, gives it to Monaghan in the corner, and he's got the ball down, and I think he is going to get the try on his return. And Castleford finally have some points on the board. 42 points to 4.
I think it's the first attack in reality that Castleford have had in the game. Showed a lot of courage, a lot of bravery. It was quite acrobatic, the finish, but I'm not sure this is the recovery, but it's certainly a bit more encouraging than the first half efforts.
Ball on the far touchline for Gale, sends it on its way. Decent connection, you know, this one. And the flags have gone up, and Gale adds the extras from out wide. 42 points to 6 now. Gale finds Lynch. Here's Gadwin Springer. Short pass from Lynch, and the try is scored at the side of the post. Well, everyone was thinking it was forward, but Gadwin Springer wasn't going to be stopped from there. He crashes over. Second try for the Tigers, 42 points to 10.
He's challenged for a first-team spot, a first-13 spot, by playing well here tonight, and that's exactly what he's done so far.
Gale adds the extra.
And they've got the score back to 42-12, just 30 points adrift.
Here's Cox, gives it to Sandow, crossfield kick, looking for Penny, catches it, dumps it back inside. Is this going to be another try? The ball goes to ground, Warrington keep it alive. And they still can't be tackled. Is it Clark with the ball? He dumps it out of the back. This is sensational from Warrington. Dwyer goes for the line, and he gets the ball down. That is a superb rugby league try. Sandow's kick to the corner. Penny taps it back in, and from there it was like Harlem Globetrotters. Warrington score again. It's Warrington 46, Castleford 12. Ball with Sandow, middle of the park. He's going to dink it towards the corner. He's looking for Lynham, who catches it. Now he's got the ball down. It looked to me like he bounced that, but the referee said he got it down. That is some finish from Tom Lynham. That is an exquisite finish.
Yeah, we know he's quick, Lynham, when he's given space to run into. But on that occasion, he showed some courage and he showed some strength, because he had such a tight allocation of space to catch that kick in and then actually manoeuvre that inertia forward towards the try line and score the point. So he showed a lot of good skill, good techers, and then he showed some strength and composure to be able to dive over.
Last tackle of the match is Currie, breaks away down the far side, he's going for the corner, cuts back in and will score. He salutes the Castleford fans. I'm not too sure why he did that, but Ben Currie's second try of the night, and that is the final insult for the Castleford Tigers. After the hooter had gone, Warrington 54, Castleford 12. And Gidley will add the extras. He's taken an eternity to take the kick, comes forward, fires it low, and it is between the posts, and it gives us a final score of 56 points to 12, Andy Kelly.